you will fail your way to greatness.
Waiting miraculously to when the calendar flips to start making your life better is silly at best and pisses me off at worst.
It is your life. Nobody else can tell you what's best for you, and only you will have to deal with the consequences.
As you go through the challenges of life, and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go.
When you actually decide to make a change in your life, whether about weight or job or going out with somebody or relationships, that's when you actually pull it off. It's religion, not tactics.
You should never want to hang with a person if they don't add value into your life. You should never want material stuff that don't add value into your life. You should never want to worship your other people's dream more than your dream.
This means you gotta work. This means you have to run. You gotta grind when you do not feel like it. And this in all areas in life. School, sports, your religion, consistency. It's the tunnel to greatness.
There are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it.
You're growing up with nothing, and you're growing up without. I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to say these words. I want you to say that I am royalty.
I speak into existence that you will understand that you are a billionaire. I changed my name to billionaire when I was broke.
You'll always be what you decide to be. When the right path happens to be the lonely path, and victory is separated by a drop 1 million feet deep or a cliff 2 million feet high, there I will be. When they expect failure, anticipate defeat, celebrate each setback, there I will be, standing tall. When there appears no way in, when my demons push me out, when my senses advocate retreat and the path forward is cloaked in doubt, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When I feel alone in my pursuit of tomorrow or tempted by the comfort of yesterday, when pride whispers of their relentless criticism and my legs cry out in exhaustion, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When hell rains down, when faith lets up, when my reason for beginning is replaced by a million little reminders of all that can go wrong, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When the sky looks like a ceiling, when the floor feels like home, when every light dims and every fear illuminates, when eyes roll and doors lock, when the sun submits, the clouds emerge, gravity flexes and my knees tremble, there I will be. Never will I back down. Never will I cower or settle for the present when our future is limitless. I will get back up until I've made my point, won my battle, secured my fight. The world is simple. Moving forward is not without its tests or lessons. But as long as I continue on, I evolve. With each step, I win. There's no running away or white flag or surrendering to the man in the mirror, the only conqueror capable of bringing me down. No, nothing will tell me what I can be. I will always be there, standing tall and ready, not because it's their will, but because each day is mine and not theirs. Look, I'm tired, I'm worn, but I'm here. And I'm ready for anything that waits ahead.
As Harun Yahya noted,
I always wonder why birds stay in the same place when they can fly anywhere on Earth. And then I ask myself the same question. As Mark Twain put it, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. And that's where people get stuck. You're literally like the bird. You could fly anywhere you want. You can go anywhere you want to go. And look, I know you've got a litany of excuses, and all of them are valid. You've got a job, you can't just leave, or you don't have a job and you don't have the money. Your family is in one place. It's the only thing that you've ever known. You only speak one language. You've never traveled before. You don't have a passport. You can't afford the gas money. There are 1,000 real reasons not to go. But the truth is that none of them matter. The truth is, if you want to build something in your life, that you have to remember what Mark Twain said. You have to get started, because at the end of the day, that is literally the only thing that's holding you back. You're not moving. And once you get the simplicity of that, once you understand that you could act right now, you could say fuck all the excuses. You could stop making them. You could stop giving in to them, no matter how valid they are, no matter how real they may seem. You can finally decide that you're going to get up and move, that you're going to create that momentum, that you're going to take a step, that you're going to make the demand, that you create momentum, that you get something done, that you find an answer, or as Hannibal said, that you're going to find a way or make one. If you have to carve through rock, do it, because humans before you have done it. And that's the simple truth. That is the simple truth, and everything else is bullshit. Everything else is the weak voice in your mind holding you back and making you a less version of yourself. So I ask you, why doesn't the bird fly wherever it wants to go? Because that's all it's known? Because that's what's safe? Because that's what's comfortable? Or because it's a dumb animal? What do you want to be? If this isn't the life you want to live, do something about it.
I'm passionate about what I do. When somebody questions your passion, your drive, take it personal. Take it personal. When they disrespect you, let them know that nobody stands in your way of your goals. Nobody stands in the way of your dreams. Nobody stands in the way of your ambitions. I believe in goals. I believe in dreams. I believe in passion. Your success doesn't depend on a calendar. Your success depends on the passion that's burning inside of you each and every single day. You should not need a calendar to switch to another number for you to get motivated. If you're waiting for that to better yourself, if you're waiting for that to inspire, to be passionate, to grow, then you are setting yourself up for absolute failure.
I was just one guy out of a 130 person department with one idea that came from me changing my question from being a selfish act to a selfless act. From what can this community give me to what can I contribute to this community? I'll say that one more time. I changed the question in my head from what can this community give me to what can I contribute to this community? And I learned something amazing, and I hope that you can take this nugget right here, is that when you switch the question in your mind from what can I get from this community to what can I uniquely give, the doors open up. Opportunities come flooding through. It's an amazing mindset perspective. It's amazing change. Something that I learned at the age of 24, and I will never forget to this day. Every community that I'm a part of, any door that I walk in, my first question is 5149. What can I give to this situation? If you guys see, I'm walking around and I have this shirt and two words are plastered on my chest, and it says, one says inform and the other says inspire. And they're two words that I absolutely live by. Inform. Right? Inform means the information that's coming to you from the outside. Right? How do we take information from the outside to make us better? Second word is inspire. So information comes from without, inspiration comes from within.
And when you put the two together, you can do some amazing things.
Remember this, when it hurts and it's the hardest and the darkest, that's when you have to believe the most. That's when God is giving you the biggest test to see if you really want what you say you want. Too many of us complain, and do nothing about it. Enough's enough. The difference between a coward and a hero is that hero got hit with the same obstacles that coward got hit with, but he never gave up. He persevered. He pushed through. No one ever remembers that guy that quit. Nobody ever remembers that person that talked about how great they was. Everybody remembers the person that showed how great they was. Every single one of us has a little bit of greatness in us. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Believe in yourself. Get out your own mind. Step into greatness. Somebody's opinion of you is not your reality. You have to be you. Everybody else is taken. You have to make a decision, not yesterday, not tomorrow, not any other day besides right here, right now. I failed. I made my move before I was ready. I took a risk. It didn't pay off the way I wanted it to, but I learned. You don't lose if you learn. Whatever you think you're doing, whatever you got an idea, just grab life by the horns, go for it. Stop waiting. Don't look for anybody else's approval. Take a chance, take a risk, and you will never, never know. There's nothing worse than what if and regret. Make it happen. Jump. Make your move. Pain. What is pain to you? Do you understand? Do you even know what pain is? Stop running from it. Embrace the pain that you're going to feel when you're trying to do something great. You have to understand, you have to know that with greatness comes pain. Pain can't be your enemy, it has to be your friend. You have to learn to embrace that pain. You have to learn to dig deep. When you feel that pain in your heart, when you feel that pain in your legs, the pain in your arms, you gotta learn to push through, dig a little bit deeper. Just know that the other person on the other side that wants to conquer you, wants to defeat you, is going through the same thing. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna impress their will upon the next man, the next woman, the next person that's gonna struggle through the pain? Dig deep. When you're sick, you gotta dig even deeper. When you're tired, dig even deeper. When you're feeling pain, dig a little bit deeper. On the other side of pain is greatness. How bad do you want to be great? Live with the pain. Embrace it.
And the beautiful thing about being in a situation where people have sacrificed for you is that you have the power of so many people, right? I stand here as one person, but I come as 10,000. I stand as one, but 10,000 support me. Because the way in which we operate, many of us operate in the practical, what we're doing. Every day we do what we're doing. I know that my job from 9 to 5 is to do this, right? Then several of us maybe take that next step. How we do it. Do we do it with passion? Do we do it with conviction? But there's this next step that's amazing. Why are you doing what you're doing? Who's your why? Who are the people in your life right now? Who are the people in your life who you can see their face and you say, you know what? Because of you, I will do more, be more, and become more. Because of you, I will do more, be more, and become more. Every time I get the opportunity to tell my story, I start with my mom. She is me. Her heart is my heart. Everything that I do, I know the sacrifice. I know the sacrifice. And the most amazing part is I believe that each and every one of us can bring that passion to what we do if we remember who our why is. If we identify it so clearly on a day-to-day basis of why are we getting up at 6 a.m. again? Why are we doing this, right? And there are certain people in our lives that allow us to continue on, that allow us to push forth. There's a guy by the name of Howard Thurman, and he was the mentor to Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi. He was a deeply spiritual and reflective man. And the way in which he wrote and the way in which he spoke, everything that I read from him, it's just like powerful. But this one quote is fitting. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Don't ask what the world needs. If you saw it, the most amazing part of when each and every individual was sharing their idea, can you feel how much emotion and passion they had in their idea? Right? Gripping the mic like just ready to, because this was an idea. When you have a great idea, it comes from somewhere deep. Right? It allows you, every single one, when I'm listening and you guys are listening to these stories, there's a passion behind it. There's a helping a community behind it. There's not only a what's your why, but who's your why behind it. There's a vision. So the quote, again, is do not ask what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive.